ESIC, I'm sure you guys know from my coverage, they're the Esports Integrity Commission. They are meant to be essentially a governing body and enforcement arm to preserve integrity in esports. They've been around since 2016. Technically, I think they were the idea happened in 2015. They came together in 2016. And they've done some good work, all of which in the past few years has been pissed away by essentially biting off more than they can chew and not committing to enforcing the punishments that they issue. There's been a number of problems where they dispense a punishment, the player, the individual, goes and gets a lawyer. They then don't want to defend the decision because they're worried about the legal implications and indeed the cost of a lengthy legal battle, so they walk back the punishment, making the whole process totally fucking academic to begin with. And as a result of that and the fact that they failed to deliver on the North American match fixing investigation, where we've had to watch people who blatantly fixed matches go and have careers in Valorant without any penalty whatsoever, keeping all of the money and subvert. And by the way, there's been a coalition of people that have actively covered that up, and you're not even meant to say their names under pain of fucking being sued or something ridiculous. In the end, ESIC has ultimately ended up as a sort of shadow of what it was intended to be, and the CS community in particular, they don't have a lot of love for them, and they're very unlikely to change that attitude based on what has happened today. Let's try and do this justice, because there's going to be a segue in the middle where I'm going to talk about Kassad versus Reddit. So we've had the, let me get this right, it is the RMR, the regional RMR qualifiers for the regional RMRs. So the qualifier for the qualifiers have been going on, and I tried to get the IPs for some of the games actually, but then didn't. Anyway, it's been a shit show, as you would expect, because it's CS. And a funny thing happened. So the Russian team, Paravision, they were competing in the EU RMR. And they, after winning a game, had Finn, this chap, their coach, come into the room to celebrate after they won. Now, because these qualifiers are online and it's a Valve tournament, Valve's rules apply, and these are the rules. Rule number one, the players have to play in a room without anybody in the room because of the online coaching bug. Valve have said, fuck this, you're a bunch of cheating dirtbags. We're not going to do it. We never wanted coaches anyway. It's a classic example of the CS community fucking things up for itself. So, people can't be in the room, people can't be on a Discord for the online games. The other rule is, if you were banned for using the coach bug, which Finn was, he used it in 6 instances, I believe. It was not an accident. He was one of the more egregious offenders in the list of 37, later expanded to 39 coaches that received penalties from ESIC. You cannot participate whatsoever in a Valve tournament. You can't do it. Anyway, let's do this first of all. This was the announcement that came up on Twitter from the official Perfect World account. After an investigation into the matter, I'm missing a part of the history out. First thing that happened was, Finn is banned and he came into the room at the end of the game. A Reddit thread. Is this allowed? We must get them. There's an element to this that I'm just going to put out there. I'll just get it out the way now. I believe if this wasn't a Russian team, people probably wouldn't have upvoted that thread, and I don't think a big deal would have been as made about it as it was. I think some people are using this as a vector for, I'm using the word vector for the fourth time this stream, to vent frustrations and distaste for what the Russian state has done, and whether or not you believe that's fair, that is up to you, but I strongly believe that had this been another team, a non-Russian team, that this wouldn't have blew up on Reddit and wouldn't have forced Perfect World's hand into acting in the first place, regardless of whether or not it's, I believe, just enforce the rules, regardless of whoever the fuck it applies to. But Reddit doesn't believe that. The average CS fan doesn't believe that. They will go back and forth on the rules. They love trash talk. 1 minute, oh, Cadian's doing it. Ban Cadian, disqualify Cadian. That is where they are. So anyway, after an investigation into the matter and subsequent discussion with Valve, it was determined that Paravision had a permanently Valve-banned individual, Ivan Kojukov, a.k.a. Finn, present during a live match in the recent EU close qualifier A for the Shanghai Major EU RMR. Therefore, the following has been decided. 1. Paravision's eligibility in this major cycle has been cancelled and they are disqualified for the RMRs and any other portion of the major. 2. The three teams with 2-3 records in the EU close qualifier A will be invited to play a best of three cycle using seeds as determined via their blue balls scores. This is as follows. Match 1 will be Koi versus Monty. Match 2 will be the winner of Match 1 versus Bleed. The date for these matches will be determined soon. The winner of this will replace Paravision in the upcoming EU RMR. It should be noted that Valve bans are by default the highest priority eligibility related rule set in any official event, and when these bans are well known and established beforehand, as was the case here, it is expected that all teams should follow these eligibility rules prior to any further participation in an official event. And there was much rejoicing. Everybody said this was a good decision. By the way, it absolutely was the right decision. Spoiler, I believe still would be the right decision, irrespective of whether or not Finn was permanently banned from Valve Majors or anything else. I just think having cheaters, convicted cheaters, in a room while players are trying to play an online game, yeah, I don't really like that. Fuck you, don't cheat. There we are. So that was put out. People applauded. People said, yes, yes, yes. We did it, Reddit. We got them. And it was reported that they were disqualified, as you saw on HLTV. And I will read you the report. Perfect World, the organisers of the Shanghai Major, have announced that Paravision have been disqualified from the Europe RMRs due to having a Valve-banned individual present during their close qualifier campaign. It explains that now Bleed, Monty and Koi are going to fight for that final berth. Paravision found itself in the crosshairs after a video of their post-match celebration was posted in social media following their win against Gamer Legion in the 2-1 qualification match. In the now deleted footage, the team was surrounded by multiple staff members, including their coach, Ivan Finn Kojukov. Not only is it against Valve's major rules to have team staff present in the room for online matches in the online cycle, Finn is also banned from participating in Valve Majors entirely. Despite that, sources told HLTV that Finn was submitted as Paravision's coach as part of their official lineup, which indicates an oversight on Perfect World's part. It explains that he was part of the 30-plus coaches that were suspended. I'm going to say this as well, another controversial opinion where I'm not aligned. The reaction over on Reddit to the initial news was fucking weird to me, because people were saying this was Perfect World's fuck up. And I was like, what? 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 Really? I want to be clear. I'm from the world of sports where, for example, if you... So I'll give you an example from football or soccer, okay, for the American friends. If you register a squad and you submit the registration, you put the names down of the players that you're going to use. If you register a player that's banned and is ineligible to play and you field them, you will be retroactively punished, probably docked points, maybe forfeit the game. That player can still get on the pitch, though. This has happened numerous times. I even want to say it's happened for like big teams like Real Madrid. I'm pretty sure it was Real Madrid or PSG or something, fielding an eligible player, and it cost them a fine or whatever.
I will also add that if you field a player that isn't even registered, or you bring on an eligible substitute, this has happened in the Premier League a number of times, where somebody brings on a player, but they haven't completed all the right paperwork, but they're on the field, and then they find out after the fact, and then they, you know. So that's on the team. You can still put that player out there, but if you fuck around, you will find out. That is how it has always been. It is ever thus. What the Premier League, or what any football officiating group, isn't going to do is they're going to take the paperwork, check and scan the paperwork, give you a call and go, oh, hey, you've registered an ineligible player here. We don't want you getting into trouble, even though you're essentially breaking the rules that are available publicly for everybody and you are ethically bound to follow, and it's on you to follow them. Could you unregister that player? Because we really don't want to have to punish you. No, why would you do that? Why would you do that? It's like, look, here are the rules, motherfucker. Follow the rules. And this situation where Finn, everybody knows he's banned. He knows he's banned. Paravision know he's banned. The players know he's banned. And they've put him down as the coach anyway. That seemed to me to be a weird thing to do for an organisation that supposedly is professional and has a vested interest in being a professionally run esports org. Everybody blamed Perfect World in the thread. While it's absolutely stupid that they registered a permaban coach, it's a huge oversight on Perfect World's part. So this was just maybe I don't understand the average fan. So this was great news, because this is the segue for Kassad versus Reddit. What had been happening was Bleed had been failing. They brought in Nexa and it's been real bad. Bleed were doing really well. How do you know Bleed were doing really well? Because nobody was saying things about Bleed or Kassad. They weren't talking about him at all. He was doing a pretty good job down there in Tier 2, grinding away, grinding out there at tournaments, 5th to 6th at that Sky Esports Bet Indian event. And nobody was saying anything bad about Kassad, because everyone hates Kassad, because Kassad has committed the cardinal sin, hasn't he? He's expressed opinions Reddit don't like. He glazes Nico, who is Choco and is the problem in G2. Although now we're all lamenting him leaving G2 and saying G2's going to implode. Hey, what up, Reddit? I thought he was the problem. Kassad is very forthright in his views. We all loved Hooksy, the Giga Chad. Kassad didn't. Kassad said he was costing Nico the Major. Kassad also mocked and derided Evil Geniuses. People were really torn on that one because they all hated Evil Geniuses. But we all hate Kassad, so what do? So we just pretended not to hate Evil Geniuses so we could hate Kassad. Kassad expresses his honest opinions without fear or reservation for doing so. So obviously he's an irredeemable piece of shit by Reddit's rules. But he was doing well at Bleed, and because he was doing relatively well at Bleed, people couldn't fucking criticise him. It was eating them up inside. But then he brought in Nexa, and Nexa's turd. And it fucking wrecked the team, and people are loving it. They have been loving the failures. And Bleed, obviously, got knocked out of the RMR. Let's go into Reddit some more, shall we? In the build-up to the RMR qualifiers, people had noticed things. They were like, look at Bleed's decline. This was from 9 days ago. Bleed's decline. Look at the decline. They're declining. I'm going to decline. I'm taking a snapshot of them here just in August. Look at the decline. Fuck Kassad. I hate him. I hate him so much. It's so good. They're declining. And you can see not many comments there, but haha, yes. I hate Kassad. I'm here for his downfall. I pray on his downfall. Then they lost to Gamer Legion, and they threw, I believe it was a 12-3 lead. So it's okay when Team Liquid do that, but when Bleed do it, they're everyone involved. Well, not everyone, just Kassad, really. Kassad's a retard when that happens. But when Liquid do it, Carrigan, the old master, how does he bloody come back? We can see some of the comments here. Arrest Nexa on the spot. don't disagree. Kassad masterclass. And people are like, it's not even his fault. It kind of is. He messed up the roles and his own system by getting so many aggressive players. It would have balanced out if Nexa was any good, downvoted. I don't think so. So there you go. Fuck you. How is it not his fault? It is his fault. He added Nexa to the team. It is his fault. It is his fault. You're talking about the guy who said this. And you can see here, I don't mind the G2 move at all. Nexa is at his best as an anchor. Personal connections are obvious. He doesn't have to IGL. Not too worried about Justin. He's shown class in G2 and FaZe. He has 2 to 3 more years in him at least. That was his opinion, which Reddit didn't like, because obviously JKS, once again, that smile, that damn smile, JKS being dropped for Nexa is the worst roster move ever of all time, because JKS has that smile, that damn smile, and how dare Kassad say he doesn't mind Nexa replacing him, because that smile, that damn smile, doesn't Kassad realise JKS has that smile? Another Kassad victory. You love to see Kassad eating his humble pie, but in all seriousness, I wouldn't be surprised if Kassad gets ousted or the whole org drops the roster with little improvement and losing back-to-back major qualifications with different players. It's a no-go. I think Kassad made a mistake moving on from the VLDN Farven lineup. Nork, Jacob, and Nex are certainly big names, but haven't been upgrades. More on that in a moment. Now, everyone will pretend that they thought it was a bad move. Yes, they will. Into chat, most impactful Nexa game, someone save Hampus. So there we go. So people were very happy that Bleed lost and fuck Kassad. But in fact, actually, no, we'll continue. There's more. Reddit noticed the tweet. Mods, just let this stay up, even though it's total non sequitur. Since this tweet, right, 1500 plus updates. Since this tweet, Kassad's Bleed have managed to not even reach a single quarterfinal in a tier 2/3 event, failed to make the Shanghai RMR, and have a 40% win rate. So surely the tweet, right, for this to work as a premise, the tweet must be Kassad saying, we're going to make it to quarterfinals at least of every tier 2/3 event, and we will qualify for the Shanghai Major RMR, right? That has to... otherwise, the whole premise of the thread doesn't work. So let's see what the tweet is, because it must be that for the bit to work, right? I know a thing or two about bits, so let's see. What was the tweet? If there is a god somewhere up there, Hooksy will land in a team that will play against us. Sooner the better. So the premise of that Reddit thread was that because Kassad hadn't made it to the quarterfinal of a tier 2 or 3 event and hadn't qualified for the Shanghai RMR and had a 40% win rate, that he said he wanted to play Hooksy, that's somehow linked. But it isn't, is it? In fact, it is a total non sequitur. And yet, Reddit believe that this is somehow some karmic connected aspect, that Hooksy has somehow won. I'll show you some of the stupid comments in a moment. Who does Hooksy play for, guys? Can anyone name his team? Anyone? Oh, that's right. Hooksy's fucking unemployed. Hooksy got kicked for not only underachieving with one of the best cores in World Counter-Strike, he got kicked for playing worse than fucking Taz when he had to stand in. So Hooksy's unemployed, guys. Kassad is employed as a GM/coach at Bleed and an analyst. I don't know. Feels to me that Kassad is winning that existential battle. Now, if Hooksy, this thread would have worked, if Hooksy had been the team to eliminate them from the RMR qualifier, that would have worked too. Best part of Kassad being on Bleed is I never see them play events, and now I also never see Kassad on the desk. It is win-win. We just need Maui to co-coach. Kassad learns that karma is a bitch. What's the karma? Where is the karmic karma? You do something bad and then the universe cosmically returns that negativity to you in the form of something bad happening to you. Kassad saying, I hope I get to play Hooksy. Hooksy being unemployed and them not playing Hooksy. Kassad's team being eliminated from the RMR qualifier 2-3. Where's the karma, you fucking cretin? Where is it? What is the karmic aspect of that? Can't wait to see him on another of Thorin's podcasts acting like he knows anything about CS. A coach By the way, that took an Australian team and made them not only regular qualifiers, but had playoff runs with them back when he was on Renegades. People somehow attribute the failure of Cloud9 to him. I saw that going on the official subreddit Discord the other day, where morons were saying Kassad picked the fucking roster for Cloud9 when I was actively talking to Kassad. I mean, I revealed the fucking project. I broke that story. Henry's one of my oldest fucking friends. Like, you think I don't know who was picking the players and stuff? Just a fucking fan fiction. Fine. More on fan fiction too, funnily enough. Them, a Redditor, they know more, obviously, than Kassad, experienced coach, works as an analyst, works as GM. I'm a coach currently. You know, whatever. Hopefully, Hooksy gets back to Tier 1 soon. There's a few teams that I could see him improving. I think it was right for him not to go to Gamer Legion. I didn't even know that was an option. And then, obviously, one of those Clout Goblin accounts for Clout Goblinry posted that apparently Stare is going to get removed for Hooksy. I would laugh my fucking tits off. I would laugh my tits all the way off. If that happened, that would be a disaster that would take an already bad Astralis back to levels of shit you couldn't even fathom. So, by all means, sadly, it's just made up. There's no way Stare is getting cut for Hooksy. That cannot be a real thing. I don't think Device would allow that. It has to be Bro or someone that gets sacrificed on the altar, as is Astralis. Tradition. But if that happened, hilarious. Because if you're an IGL and you're getting replaced by Hooksy, you're a shit IGL. Just putting that out there. Can't wait for Hooksy to stomp Kassad out with four randos in a week practice. Remember when people thought Kassad knew anything about CS? What were we thinking? Only idiots and Australians thought that. Kassad is a clown. How does he have a job? JKS is a smart man. He didn't dodge a bullet, but a bazooka. Doesn't even work as an analogy, does it? Because a bazooka is the thing that fires the rocket. And a bullet is the thing that comes out the end of a gun, but you tried. I'm glad he waited and denied Bleed to finally end up in Team Liquid. To be honest, the squad is terrible. It is a washed-up squad who either failed or fell off as individuals hard, and terrible IGL leading the team. Karma for kicking a good lineup to add big name players. I don't know what's happened there. He says, I think my daughter must have snatched my phone. Well then. So happy to see that asshole fail. Kassad is overrated. How can you be overrated when every Reddit user hates you? Now, I'm not going to make excuses for Kassad, and Kassad, to his credit, wouldn't make excuses for himself. In fact, I can prove it. I can prove that he took it like a man, which is probably a problematic phrase in 2024. Here's what he said. We deserve every bit of hate coming. Every team that beat us was better, sharper, and smarter than us. You can't take it better, can you? Handled it like a trooper. And indeed, as we saw, lots of hate did come his way, including this insane piece of fan fiction, because it's not enough to criticize people for their actual things that they do with CS fans, and in particular Reddit. We must criticize them for the things we imagine in our unmedicated brains. Why Bleed failed? This is by Jeff Winger. Why Bleed failed? It's Kassad's ego. Okay, well, he's wrote out several paragraphs here, which I'll read to you. It goes without saying that Bleed is a huge disappointment by missing back-to-back majors. I would argue qualifying for the majors is pretty tough for a lot of Tier 2 teams, but fine. The reason why Bleed ultimately failed is because of Kassad's ego. Let's rewind to a few years ago when EG was struggling and Kassad got all of his analyst friends to harass EG staff. That happened, apparently. Kassad thought that he knew how to run a successful T1 CS team. Then a few years down the line, he got his chance with Bleed. At the beginning, things were a bit rough because he had to assemble a team just a week or so before the open qualifiers. Kassad gets a pass for that one in my books, Jeff's books. Then he got the best lineup that Bleed had based on results. Hamper, Cypher, Faven, Cirque, and VLDN. They were on a tear in the Tier 2 scene. Oh, so he was doing a good job. Okay. Did the team have issues? For sure, because Cirque was not the best AWPer, but the roles made sense and the chemistry was there for success. But Kassad's ego just couldn't handle it. He thought that he needed Tier 1 players because he deserves to coach Tier 1 players. So instead of just getting Nork, he got Jacob and fucked up the roles for Cypher, who had a 1.15 rating. The whole team immediately suffered due to role clashes. Then came the final nail in the coffin. You see, Kassad thinks the reason why his friends on G2 never won was because of Hooksie. In Kassad's eyes, it was Hooksie's fault that his Serbian buddy Nexa had a 0.93 rating. Of course, Kassad's coaching will make Nexa perform. This is where Kassad failed. Instead of focusing on what can make Bleed win, he was trying to prove that he was right all along about Hooksie. So he benched Faven for Nexa. If you watched any matches since Nexa joined, you wouldn't be surprised that they bombed out. TLDR, Kassad's ego messed up team roles, and that's why Bleed failed. Now, all of that's just fucking fabricated nonsense made up by a mentally ill individual who's a little bit overinvested in a fucking video game. But this is the type of thing that gets typed out. Interestingly enough, there was a comment about Hooksie again. Hooksie, never far from my thoughts, the Giga Chad. This was also being discussed. Nico said about Snacks. Snacks is very calm and very positive. I don't want to say anything bad about our previous IGL, but it's a huge contrast for us. All right, okay. It's all coming. So even though we had multiple allusions that maybe Hooksie wasn't all that great, Nico sort of thrown out there, actually, yeah, he wasn't very calm and level-headed. So it's nice to have a calm and level-headed IGL. Oh, interesting, isn't it? So Nico's opinion on Hooksie doesn't count. Jeff fucking Winger's opinion on Hooksie and Kassad does. Welcome to esports fandoms, ladies and gentlemen. So obviously everyone was shitting all over Kassad. Kassad was out. He was done. He was toast. He should be kicked. He sucks. He's not a coach. I just want to remind everyone. Do you remember when they signed Nexa? Now, Nexa was an absolute rock bottom, wasn't he? Nexa was shit in G2, wasn't he? It was bad to kick JKS, that smile, that damn smile, for Nexa. It was a bad move. It worked out bad, didn't it? He played really poorly. And the crisis of confidence he got locked into, it expanded and was poor. He got worse, not better, as time went on. But when Bleed signed Nexa, obviously now Reddit is saying, what do you expect? You signed Nexa? Duh! You moron, you signed Nexa. Why would you sign Nexa? Well, let's just have a look at the reactions when they signed Nexa. This is Bleed signed Nexa from a month ago, posted by SoftBed412. This is a mod, night, not day. Bleed has two very strong riflers in Jacob and Cypher and a good AWPer in Nork. Hampus's output is on a similar level, and I consider him and Nexa the brains of the operation, with my extremely limited outsider knowledge, but hey, these two have been IGLs in the past, so I think it's a fair assumption. If the roster synergizes well, I could see them being up there. Very excited for this roster. This Bleed roster can become Tier 1 if they stick together, to be honest. Easily a top 15 team if they continue their upward trajectory. A good signing, considering Nexa's stock is at an all-time low. Kassad probably paid for Nexa at a reasonable price. I fucking love Kassad for these signings. He said it even himself, that it's completely intentional and it's not like playing Moneyball, which people like to throw around. He's just timing his purchases right and gets way better deals on players. Cypher, Hampus, Nork, Nexa would have cost big bucks if he brought them when their stocks were at their highest, but waiting a few months to a year, he got them for dirt cheap. Then picking up Jacob as a role player, because role players don't need to be the best fraggers, but they need to be trustworthy. The risk is these people are not in their prime anymore, but that's not really something you can put a number on or even prove. Look at Snacks. He got signed into G2. Imagine the memes if Bleed beats G2. Someone is doing something right. Kassad roster build masterclass. And then, obviously, Black Dogs 22, my stalker. this is the first dregs of T1 team's roster you've ever seen. In the end, this has become a really solid-looking lineup. I'm looking forward to seeing what they can do. I actually really like this move. Farben was really not performing well at all. Nexus should fare far better. Plus, he can act as the secondary caller and help out Hampus. He can't keep getting away with it. Meaning Kassad's done something right again and Reddit hate it. This is exactly where Nexa needs to be, in my opinion. Blood keeps winning. Good snag for them. Based Kassad move again. So, where are you all at? Where are you all at? Where are all the Nexa haters at? Where were you all at? Why weren't you posting in that thread? Don't give me that Reddit bullshit of, oh, but it's totally different people, Richard. Yeah, the other people can fucking post their opinions, can't they? So why weren't you there saying this is bad and this will end in disaster and Kassad is a fucking mort? Where were you? Where were you at? You weren't anywhere. Because, like everyone on Reddit, you're just a bunch of fucking people who were like, oh, here he is, Mr. Fucking Hindsight. Didn't even, like, the skin in the game for you couldn't be lower. It is an opinion on a forum. And you are too cowardly to do even that. But when things go wrong and someone you don't like is, oh, they're being put up on the cross, give me that fucking spear. You're in there, aren't you? In there fucking straight away. And so, despite the fact you all hate Nexa, you all hate Kassad, you all want Bleed to fail, none of you found this thread. Incredible, isn't it? How it works. So don't miss me with that. But Richard, they're different people. No, you are a fucking hive mind to begin with anyway. So nobody thought Nexa was a bad move, incredibly, when it was Bleed. But then, hindsight is 2020. Now, the problem here is, think of all the criticism and all the hate Kassad has got. And he's took it like a man and said, I deserve it. And then we knew something was rumbling behind the scene because he did an Elon Musk-style tweet, didn't he? He just did one word. Crazy. Concerning. Wow. He did a crazy, didn't he? He did a crazy. And everyone was like, well, what could that be about? And obviously we know now it's about fucking Paravision, isn't it? Getting disqualified because this would have given Kassad a second chance. And I'm dead inside. But this, I felt my cold heart thaw a little. I was like, wow, imagine it. Imagine if Kassad gets that opportunity, wins that best of three against Koi, because let's be real, it would have been Koi. And then he does go to the fucking RMR and all of that hate. And they would all look so stupid. The Redditors would be fucking mauling. Kassad would have done it again. I would have loved it. So I was all in on it. Was out there typing. Oh, I've got to get the IP for it. We'll do it live. We'll have another G2 moment where I scream, get the fuck out of my major. Get the fuck into my major. You know, could have done it. But this is esports, Richard. And nothing is solved. Nothing is correct. Nothing works properly. So we saw this announcement. Paravision are disqualified. Kassad has another chance. Bleed have another chance. But they don't. Because moments before I went live, and I was just like, wow. It turns out that Paravision are having their disqualification overturned. And they have gone from disqualified to very much qualified. And the reason for this will blow your fucking mind. Paravision will be allowed to compete at the Perfect World Shanghai Major Europe RMR after successfully arguing its case with organisers. Multiple sources with knowledge of the situation tell HLTV. The Russian team was disqualified from the competition due to having a Valve banned individual coach, Finn, present during their closed qualifier campaign. The 40-year-old and accompanying staff surrounded the team in a now-deleted celebratory video after Paravision beat Gamer Legion in their 2-1 qualifying match. By the way, that's still breaking the rules. Finn was among over 30 coaches banned by the Esports Integrity Commission in 2020 for using the infamous coaching bug. He was found to have used it in 6 official matches for a total of 34 rounds, resulting in a 9-month ban from ESIC member events and a permanent ban from Valve majors based on the total demerit points system. However, sources tell HLTV that the Russian coach successfully appealed his ban with ESIC and had his demerit points reduced earlier this year, but the Esports watchdog did not announce or share its decision with external parties. lads. With a reduction in demerit points, Finn would fall below the 6-point cutoff for a permanent suspension by Valve and be allowed to return to majors, which now appears to be the reality after Valve were reportedly made aware of E6's decision. As a result, the last two chance qualifier matches that were scheduled to determine a replacement for Paravision are expected to be cancelled, leaving Coy, Monty and Bleed out of major contention once again. This is a level of clownery I can't defend. I've probably been accused of being a bit of a fucking homer for ESIC. I wanted ESIC to work. I wanted it to be good. But as I said, this is eSports. Nothing works. Nothing works. No one does anything properly. And we need a competent governing body, and we need somebody that's going to fight for integrity issues. But at this point, ESIC's had so many L's that their credibility is shot to fucking pieces. And I say that with great sadness, but it's just true. It's so staggering to me because I can almost piece it together why this happened. I'll give you this is just my theory on what happened. Because obviously ESIC has taken hit after hit after hit to its fucking credibility, and it is clear that if you just want to get your sentence reduced, you just get a lawyer to write a letter and you appeal, and ESIC will fold faster than fucking Superman on laundry day every single fucking time. The cat is out of that particular bag, and it has happened time and time again. And because it's happened time and time again, I wager that what actually happened here was they were like, fucking hell, we can't just put it out publicly again that we keep fucking folding. Oh, God. And so they didn't make an announcement publicly because they didn't want to have to go through the fucking now regular ritual of ESIC are toothless, it's all a waste of time, fuck ESIC, etc., etc., on social media. The problem is, you have to fucking tell people what you've done. You have to. Even if you don't want to tell people publicly, you got to tell all the tournaments. You got to tell fucking Valve. You got to tell Valve. Valve did you such a solid by a... They've never done this in the history, and you fucked it up. They have never, ever, ever fucking gone to an external person and said, well, okay, you tell us what to do. They don't do that. And they did it for you. And they followed your fucking demerit system to the letter. And it led to bullshit like the Robin ban, where everybody knows Robin should have been on stage and he should have had a major to his name, but we couldn't do it because of a bullshit ban, because you intimated he fucking cheated in the game he lost 16-1. So we tolerated it. And we tanked it. And Valve tanked it. And you didn't tell them. You didn't tell them you walked this back. I cannot believe that. I can't believe that's true, but all the evidence is true. It's been reported it's true. This probably explains, back to the start of the fucking segment, why Paravision thought they could register him. You probably told him, didn't you? He knew. This is actually ridiculous, man. And I'll get into the reaction that Note is talking about in the chat. By the way, good to see you, brother. Keep up the great work. Love you. I want you to do something rare. And I want you to display empathy. It's tough, I know. We're all on the internet. It's esports. It's Counter-Strike. I'd say, first of all, the crestfallen, disappointing feeling that you've been disqualified because somebody who shouldn't have been there runs into a room and jumps up and down with you celebrating because they can't control their shit, but you're a player, you've got fuck all to do with it. It's not like he can't be a coach, by the way. Sounds like they probably thought he could be registered anyway. They went through like 2 days, I think, and they'd fucked up big time and they were out of the major. Now, obviously, I'm not going to go full melodramatic, but those people, like, I don't know, when people think bad things have fucking happened, people can do crazy shit, man. We've publicly announced they are out. They were disqualified. It didn't even say, pending an investigation, we're going to temporarily disqualify. No, they were fucked. They were gone. They'd fucked up their big chance to potentially play at the highest level of the game, win life-changing money, whatever it might be. That's fucking ass to think that's happened to you for 2 days. So I'm just going to put that out there. That fucking sucks. This is a farce that you're disqualifying people and then just walking it back. There shouldn't be any new information. You should have all the information before you make a decision that's seismic. But let's fast forward to another bit, right? I'm going to focus on Kassad. Kassad, obviously, a friend of mine, right? I'm biased. What the Reddit scumbags have never took into any account in all of the middle of this bleed is, first of all, Kassad is doing sort of a dual coaching GM role. He's been building this team that he was meant to just be the GM, but people pin the results on him because he's obviously filling in for two roles. His father died this month, and he also had his first child. These are life-changing events that can devastate people for like long periods of time. I mean, and also being a father for the first time, all of the stress of that, the sleepless nights, the worry, you want your kid to be healthy, you've lost your father, you have to shelve the grieving process because you've got to be a parent. Sometimes the universe just says, time to meet the fucking twins, thunder and lightning, and you are just getting digs from all fucking parts of the cosmos. Like, the joy of becoming a parent for the first time, the inherent sadness of losing your parent, and the two generations never getting to meet. Like, all of that emotion, right? And I've not talked to Kassad about this. Kassad might be the big stoic Serb that he appears to be. He's a tough guy. But I can imagine probably his role in bleed would be less of a concern than grieving the loss of his father, dealing with the funeral and all the arrangements there, and celebrating the birth of his new child. Reddit didn't give a shit about any of that, of course. They just wanted to see them lose in a fucking RMR qualifier. Now, just as one final fucking kick to the nuts, Kassad has had to come out and do a fucking mea culpa and say, it is all my fault, our team fucking sucked, we deserved to lose, and we deserve the hate we get, which is top-tier G shit. He held himself accountable. But then, after going through all of the hate and seeing, and no, I dread to think what his DMs look like, and I dread to think what he gets on social media, he then gets told, you've got another chance. You're one best of three away from redemption. Oh no, sorry, Isik didn't fucking tell somebody something, so fuck you again. It's like, this is people's fucking lives, man. You have got to do better than this. This is people's fucking lives. I don't know why anyone would want to have a life in esports, because it is just a series of perennial disappointments. No matter how hard you commit or how hard you work, you are spat on and despised, you do the work for, and nothing works fucking properly. Governing bodies don't govern properly. Tournament organisers don't fucking organise anything. Money that you are owed and you have won doesn't turn up before some comedic, hilarious bankruptcy. Your contract isn't worth the fucking paper it's written on. And on it goes. And we've been doing this for 25 years now, guys. Esports has been a thing for about 25 fucking years. And this industry is a fucking fiasco. It is a joke. And I've been here for 20 of it. Hey, Rich, why are you so jaded and miserable? This has been my adult life. It is a fucking farce. I am an idiot for still being here and dedicating myself to this. I keep threatening to quit. It pulls me back in. I've obviously got a sickness. We've all got a fucking sickness. We all need our head examined for putting up with this shit. So Kassad has gone through all of that, and it's like, look, obviously losing a fucking parent and the joy of a child, getting a chance to qualify for a qualifier and win back a little bit of credibility on Reddit, that's not going to fucking tip the scales either way, but it would have been nice, wouldn't it? I'm sure when Kassad tweeted out the word fucking crazy, he was thinking, crazy good, it's crazy good. But it isn't crazy good. And obviously, I'm not as emotionally invested in Koi and Monty, but they had chances too. They were given chances, second chances, the thing you never get in life. No do-overs, they were given one, and then it's just gone, it's been taken away. All of the players, all of the coaches, all of the management, fuck you. And it's all been done because people that need to be thorough, given the nature of what they're doing, just can't, they just won't, they just can't. We're all locked into I won't do my job properly because I don't want to lose face by doing the job properly. An endless loop. Everyone's doing this same fucking thing in this industry. I don't want to look silly to a bunch of silly people in a silly industry. So let's just try and cover it up and not do anything and rob Peter to pay Paul. And we'll just keep going. But then you just, it's like a fucking foundation of shifting sands, except not sand, shit and garbage, and it piles up. And when it all comes tumbling down, people turn around and go, well, how did that happen? Nobody could see that happening. Just take accountability, man. Like, just do your fucking jobs. Just hold yourself accountable, professional, do it right. It's just so staggering that this type of stuff keeps happening, and like I say, people have to go through this emotional ringer, and people say lots of bad things about me. I'm an empathetic human being. I am capable of empathy. I always try and carry it where I can. The response here is just like, as you would expect, so warranted. Hilarious that Isak reduced the penalty and didn't think that it was relevant to communicate. Correct. Can we dissolve Isak and get a new body in place of them? I mean, how would it? I don't think we can ever fix anything. I think it's just esports, man. It's just over. I would have loved to watch Bleed miss out on it twice. Why would Hooksy do this? I think this is going to affect Kazad's chances of winning the Shanghai Major. But good shout out to £2 Wheel. Is it suddenly not a problem that he was in the room with Paravision during their game, right? And so apparently what they've done is, even though the problem was he came in at the end of the game, they've turned around and said, we can prove he didn't. We've recorded our comms. He didn't give us any comms. I mean, by the way, you could be there. You could be holding up fucking signs and doing all sorts of shit. Who fucking knows? But they're saying, you know, we can prove he wasn't there and that's it. And it's just like, well, why not wait for that? Why not do that bit first? Mental. And so Paravision are going to be involved. Monty, Coy and Bleed, fuck you. Fuck your second chances. All of it easily avoidable, but no one cares about doing things properly anymore. And so, yes, we've ended up with, this ridiculous drama that didn't need to happen in the first place. Then on top of that, we've now got just another blow to E6's already shattered credibility. And no one is got, like, that's it now. Like, it was bad enough with the overturning of the bans. This, like, the CS community are done with Isak, unfortunately. There's no rhyme or reason. Every ban is going to be questioned when it's issued. Every report is going to be scoffed at. Every decision or announcement is going to be derided. That's just it. You cannot, as a governing body, have blows to your credibility, particularly if you are going to enforce rules and regulations. You have to be beyond reproach, and Isak have shown that that's not the case, and created a huge stinking pile of drama where there just didn't need to be anyone. And I genuinely feel for all the players that thought they were out and now they're back in, and I feel for the players that thought they had a chance and now they don't. And obviously wrapped up in all of that is, you know, a guy who's been pretty unfairly maligned, having a real, like, crazy back and forth time in his life, and in his professional career now just gets absolutely shit on because other people aren't doing their job. And that's not how people are going to remember it historically. It's what's going to be remembered is Kassad's a failure, not Isak's a failure.